Howdy folks, this is Shane and welcome to the In The Blues Tone podcast, episode 6. Today we're going to have a chat with Toy Room Guitar Effects Company owner and builder of the pedals, Tim. Tim and I actually haven't spoken before, so this should be cool. He sent me some pedals via the post to do some videos of, and what can I say, if you're into the fuzz pedal scene, they're absolutely cool. They're hand-painted, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see I've got them on my desk right now, pointing towards the camera a little bit just to show people what they're like if they haven't seen them before. If you haven't actually heard them, head over to my YouTube channel and just search for Toy Room Guitar Effects and it will come up. They're absolutely rocking. If you want to find out more about the Toy Room Guitar Effects company, head over to toyroomguitareffects.com. He's got a really cool website. And although these are handmade, they're not super expensive like a lot of brands. They look cool, they're sort of dipped in paint. I'm going to have a chat to him about the finish, about some of the concepts, and about how he goes ahead and sort of builds these pedals to the specs that he likes as well. So we'll get into all of that very, very soon on a Skype conversation. A big thanks to everyone who's been tuning into the In The Blues podcast. It's been really cool to put these together, to stream it on iTunes, as well as from my website at guitarpedaldemos.com. It's also been great to hear some suggestions about episodes coming up. And for those who watch it on YouTube, feel free to comment on any of these individual posts that I put up from the podcast. And yeah, if you have any suggestions about what you'd like to hear or have me talk about, or guests you'd like to have on the show, just let me know in there. So that's youtube.com/intheblues. All right, so I'd like to welcome Tim from Toy Room Guitar Effects in New South Wales in Australia. How are you today, Tim?
I'm good, thanks, Shane. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. You're one of the first few guests that I've had, so I appreciate your time. And yeah, I just wanted to say thanks so much for posting out the pedals you've given me so far. I'm really, really impressed with not only the look of them, but how they sound. And I've got to ask you, the first question is, do you have a fuzz, addiction, I guess is the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, look, I think like most guitarists or most people that have a pedal board set up, I do have a fairly decent collection and I have gone through a lot of stuff. So I'd probably call myself addicted to fuzz. If it was any effect, it'd probably be fuzz. So I've sort of, you know, it's just a passion that gets a bit out of hand sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I've got to say my favorite one's the most recent one you've sent, the MFZ one or MFC one. Can you tell us a little bit about that pedal?
Yeah, look, that was sort of during my big Black Keys stage, listening to a lot of Black Keys. The Thick Freakness album used a pedal from Maestro called the MFC1, which is it's sort of half overdrive, half fuzz in terms of circuitry, but it really screams fuzz at heart. And so I wanted a way to sort of bring people and bring myself, I guess, in the beginning, a way of getting that sound without having to find the vintage one and without the reliability issues, I guess, of such an old pedal.
Yeah, great. No worries. And I love the fact that you keep your pedals simple. They don't have, you know, 15 different controls on them as well. I think the more controls you get, sometimes the harder it is to dial in a good sound. Whereas what I've found so far with yours is plug them in and, you know, as long as you turn them up a little bit, you're getting a massive sound. So it's, it's a good job on keeping them simple. I think that's a good step.
Sure. I do keep a lot of my stuff simple because I'm an analog guy at heart. I do things by hand, and you just don't really want to get that confused when you're playing pedals. And I guess the question I get a lot is, oh, well, how do I know which knob's what? Because obviously I swirl to my stuff. It's not labeled, and so people can tend to get a bit confused if it's more than sort of three or four knobs on a pedal. So I find it's best to just keep it a bit simple.
You could always just color code the controls, maybe put a white one on the drive and a black one on the volume or something.
Yeah, well, exactly. Whatever helps you remember what's going on.
Yeah, when I went to demo the new one, I actually was like, okay, which one's which again? Like I had to have a quick fiddle around with it before I did the demo. But yeah, I mean, I'm really loving that new one. So I'm going to give that a shot hopefully on Sunday night when I play. I think it's the sort of vibe that I look for with fuzz. So yeah, it's super cool, super cool. How long have you been making pedals, roughly?
I've been doing things on my own terms for about 5 or 6 years, yeah, you could say. Just tweaking and just sort of getting into it about 5 or 6 years ago. I've taken it full time for about 6 months now. Before then, it was mainly just odd jobs here and there to sort of get some skills, get some idea of what I'm doing, and thought it was time to take it full time about 6 months ago, and here we are.
Yeah, awesome. And I got a comment on the design of the cases as well. They look really cool. How do you go about, are they dipped in like a paint mix, or how do you go about doing that? It looks super cool. Or if it's a secret, you don't have to tell everybody, but yeah.
No, look, I don't keep it secret. I keep the type of paint I use fairly under wraps because it's my, I don't want the price to go up. I don't want it to be all in the news and that for people buying it. Not that I've got that much of a following for pedal paint, but, I don't dip them. I do the drip method, I guess you could say, which is just sort of pour some paint on it and move it around. I've got a couple of tanks here that sort of catch the runoff, and I've actually sort of dipped a few pedals in the runoff, and that has different results. That has good results as well, but predominantly I do just sort of pour the paint on the pedal enclosure after it's been sanded and primed, and then go from there, move it around a little bit, and see what sort of work I can get.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, it looks fantastic. And the new splash damage pedal that you let me do that crazy video for you, the coming soon video with a little cinematic effort, is that going to be painted, or is that one you're going to leave in that sort of metallic finish, or have you, you're not sure yet?
That most likely will be painted in the long run. Yeah. At the moment, I'm just sort of working on maybe having a color scheme for that.
Yeah.
That is recognizable for that pedal and releasing him as a run like that. The one I sent to you is and sort of always will be the prototype demo model that I'm actually going to send around to a few people to try out in a sort of toolbox fashion.
Yeah.
Get some opinions on that. But that was just sort of a way of getting a pedal done. Most of my prototypes don't come in painted enclosures. I sort of sand it back and make them look nice, but I just don't want to risk scratching it. Don't want to risk making something used, and gives me the chance to just sort of play with it a bit more, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting pedal as well. I mean, both sides are like complete polar opposites of each other. It was insane the first time I clicked each channel. I was like, wow, what's going on here? This is cool. It's like the overdrive circuit's really, really nice. So it's pretty subtle. I felt more almost like a preamp boost on that. So is that kind of what you're going for on the left side, I think?
Yeah, the left side is a two control preamp circuit. I think I've got it. I've now got it up on the website, and so cool, it's got the full description on there. But it's a two control preamp circuit rather than a boost. Does still function as a boost because it's got that extra volume, but at its heart, it is a preamp with a master volume and a gain toggle.
Okay, cool. And the other side, did you want to have a chat about the right side of that pedal as well?
Yeah, well, the right side's got four controls. So I guess having sort of six controls all up and two foot switches might be a bit much for sort of what my followers are used to. But it's essentially a tone bender at heart. I started with the idea of just a big sounding tone bender based on the color sound model, the jumbo tone bender. And then just sort of went from there and tried to sort of bring the best out of it with making the tone control a little more versatile. And then I also added the toggle, which goes between a germanium and a silicon setting, just to get just some more out of the original circuit, I guess.
Yeah, cool. I mean, there was next to no instructions when you sent it out. So I had a good play with it after I filmed with it for a little while, and I was pretty impressed by the kind of tones you can get out of it. It's definitely a unique kind of pedal too. I don't know if I've really come across something that combines those two. So good job on being a little bit innovative there with what you've done. And it's also great to see another great Australian sort of pedal builder coming out. The only other one I can think of off the top of my head, there's probably a few, is Dazzatronics as well. I don't know if you've had a chance to sort of check out his stuff, but he's quite unique in his designs and the way his pedals are made. And you've definitely got your own sort of vibe going on with what you're making. So great job.
Yeah, well, I know he's famous for his big LED yeah. bezel. I've seen that on a lot of his stuff. And yeah. I think the only other one that I guess, I don't know, I don't really want to leave anyone out. I don't want to be sort of ignorant of anyone else, but guy over in Western Australia, Joe, who runs Anarchy Audio. I know I talk to him a fair bit about sort of just ideas and customer problems, and we throw emails and messages on Facebook back and forth a bit. And so I think between the three of us, that's kind of what's going on in Australia at the moment.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's awesome that you can sort of brainstorm and chat with other guys that do it and that they're open for that as well. I think, you know, in some industries, imagine like computer programming, no one wants to share information with anyone. So it's cool that, you know, that they're sort of open to chatting and helping each other. That's a great thing. It's really cool.
Yeah, well, we've got nothing to hide, so we're more than happy to discuss ideas and that, and we know that no one's going to go and sort of steal anything that we've come up with when it comes to us, and so it's fairly open, which is good.
Yeah, cool. So what's the most popular pedal at the moment for you? What's the one that's getting most people's attention?
Well, the Splash Damage is getting a lot of attention for a pedal that isn't released yet. I've got a lot of people commenting on social media and shooting inquiries over to me, and I have already sold a couple as pre-orders. But in terms of production pedals, it'd be the TJR that you've done demo with and you've played around with a little bit as well. That one seems to be the touring favorite, I guess, around here and sort of with the consumers as well.
Yeah, that. I mean, I'm more of an overdrive fan than I am a fuzz pedal fan, just for what I play. That's, you know, I'd probably put that in my top five pedals I've tried easily this year. And maybe of all time, I'm not 100% sure on that. I'd have to sort of A-B it with a few. But, you know, I've tried probably 200 of them this year, somewhere around there. So you're in good company, man. It's one of the nicest sounding pedals. And it's what, he can't go wrong with that kind of, you know, sound design as well. It's just, you know, it works great on a clean amp, works great pushing a slightly dirty amp. It's just got lots of great tones in there.
Yeah, well, that's a compliment in itself, and that's a good feeling to be up there with, because I know you're a big fan of the, is the OD820, I think?
Yeah, that's a great pedal, yeah.
Yeah, I've had one or two of them, because I'm a big Ibanez, Maxon, big fanboy of a lot of the stuff that they've done over the years, and now, like, I've had collection after collection of the nine series, the 800 series, all that sort of stuff, and so to be up there with something like that, I guess it's I'm obviously doing something right, I guess.
Yeah, that's a total. I know you've let me keep a few of them. I was kind of praying that one might have been one of them, so I might have to order one of those pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, that one might make its way back down to you for some more for some comparisons, I guess.
Yeah, my recording setup's changed recently now, so all the most current videos will sound a heck of a lot better than they did the original demos that I shot. So, yeah, if you do want another one done, it won't be a problem. So just let me know.
Sure.
Cool. All right, so tell us a little bit about your website and where people can find you if they're looking for you.
Well, I'm splattered all over social media. Yep. The website is toyroomguitareffects.com. You can buy direct from me there for just about everything. I'll throw up a whole lot of one-off pedals, one-off paint jobs, one-off circuits, and that sort of stuff as well. Cool. So you can get most of that as well as just the normal production run straight direct from me. Any questions directed at tim@toyroomguitareffects.com. Or you can also, I'm very active on Facebook. You can hit me up on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/toyroomeffects. And I respond to messages on there all the time if you want, I guess, a more casual approach than shooting emails back and forth.
Yeah, it's a lot easier too. Sorry. Yeah, keep going. Yep.
Exactly. No, it's a lot easier to get in touch with me there. That goes straight to my phone. So does my emails, but easy enough to swing a reply through Messenger back to people.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. I follow your Facebook feed. You post some pretty funny stuff from time to time too. So it's always good to check in and have a laugh if there's stuff going up that is good to look at. It's cool.
Yeah, well, at heart, it's guitar pedals. Like, it's not meant to be a corporate business structure. It's meant to be fun. Because if you're not having fun with pedals, then you're doing it wrong. So
Yeah. I think that just goes for music as a whole, really. Like, if you're not enjoying it, there's something wrong. Absolutely. Yep. I get asked a lot of questions about shipping on my videos, even though I don't sell items. So do you sell or ship overseas
Yeah, I'm more than willing, and I'm fully capable of sending it just about anywhere for a price. It's I've got boxes. Each of my pedals comes in a box and comes all packed up, so there's no real worry of getting damaged in the mail. And so I've got a calculator on the website through the checkout that will tell you a sort of rough estimate of what you're looking at to get it just about anywhere in the world. I've shipped to Spain, Portugal, over to the US a lot of times. I've sent things to Mexico. I've sent things to Brazil. So I do send my pedals all over the place, and I've never had one go missing that I can think of. So
yeah, that's great. Oh, good to hear. That's really cool. Are there any plans to make different types of pedals down the track? Are you going to be looking at delays or tremolos or anything different like in that modulation realm?
I've dabbled in it in the past and have made things like delays, reverbs. I think there's a couple of sort of long-lost videos of a slapback delay that I've done in the past.
Oh, cool.
But to be honest, as a production, I don't have any of that considered in the near future anyway. As a one-man operation and as someone that works mainly by hand rather than computer,
mm-hmm.
Things like that is sort of best to leave to the Strymans and the Eventides, because they are sort of more computer than they are analog pedal, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, fair enough. So thanks for having a chat to us today, Tim. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for that, Shane. It's been good.
No worries. Yeah, it's been a good, insightful chat into what you do and how you do it. It's been great. And yeah, if people want to find out more, they can find your website at toyroomguitareffects.com. So thanks for the chat.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Thanks. A big thanks to Tim at toyroomguitareffects.com for joining me on this podcast. I really appreciate his time and expertise and having a chat with us about all things pedals. So we may have a chat with Tim again in the near future. He's also a guitar collector. He collects a lot of great Japanese guitars. So that might be fun for the next one. And if you have any suggestions, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, for things you'd like to hear about, feel free to contact me either at guitarpedaldemos.com, intheblues.com.au, or if you're on Facebook at facebook.com/intheblues, or you can even tweet me at guitarpedaldemo. No S on the end of that one, just demo. So that's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening. And if you want to subscribe on iTunes, simply type in the blues. I still need to work out the whole Android thing, so please bear with me. Up until then, just head over to guitarpedaldemos.com. That website should load very easily into either Android web browser, or, you know, it's got a mobile version of that site as well. So you should be able to listen to it. No problems there at all. Check out the feed burner link in the description of the video if you're watching on YouTube as well. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. My name's Shane. Thanks for listening.